jurors in Lewis Libby's trial for obstruction of justice will spend the day listening to audio tape. It's a recording of Libby's grand jury testimony. Mr. Libby, who served as Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, is charged with lying to the grand jury and the FBI to cover up his role in disclosing the identity of a CIA operative. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
FBI agent Deborah Bond's testimony yesterday proved to be Exhibit A for the argument that FBI interrogations should be tape recorded. They are not, and therefore defense lawyers typically are able to attack agents' notes as incomplete or inconsistent with their reports. Libby's defense lawyer, Ted Wells, did just that, forcing Agent Bond at one point to concede that when she'd testified that Libby adamantly denied telling Bush Press Secretary Ari Fleischer about the CIA identity of Valerie Plame Wilson, that perhaps adamant had not been the correct word. Later, Agent Bond sought to correct an earlier piece of testimony, prompting lawyer Wells to remark with a smile, "We all make mistakes," the very point he's trying to make with the jury about his client, Lewis Scooter Libby. Late in the day, the prosecution was finally ready to begin playing the 8 hours of Libby's tape-recorded grand jury testimony. Soon the jurors were listening to Libby's disembodied voice swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth at his first grand jury appearance in 2004. Almost immediately, there is the voice of Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald telling Libby that he does not have to answer questions, that he can stop at any point and invoke his constitutional right not to incriminate himself, but that if he answers questions and gives false testimony, it would be extremely serious and he would be subject to prosecution for perjury. Perjury is the charge that Libby now faces, and sitting in the courtroom yesterday, he looked whiter and more washed out than when the trial began in January. As for Prosecutor Fitzgerald, he had cut himself shaving and appeared with a giant gash over his lip yesterday morning. The jury's attention was focused on listening to Fitzgerald and Libby on audio tape, though, as the prosecutor questioned Libby about his actions and when Libby learned that former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, a leading Bush administration critic, was married to a CIA operative. Almost from the start of his grand jury testimony, Libby has difficulty remembering. He says he can't remember talking to either Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman or the number three at the CIA, Robert Grenier, about the CIA operative's identity. Both men have testified that Libby was in hot pursuit of information about Ambassador Wilson and his CIA wife. Undersecretary Grossman testified that Libby asked him to find out more about Wilson, and Grossman said he reported back that the former ambassador was married to a CIA operative who'd sent him on a fact-finding mission related to Iraq's WMD program. But in the grand jury testimony played for the jury yesterday, Libby paused a beat when asked about Grossman and then said repeatedly that he had no recollection of talking to Grossman about Wilson or his wife. "I don't recall any conversation with Secretary Grossman about this," he said. Asked about a similar conversation with the CIA's Grenier, Libby said, "I recall talking to him about something, but not about this." Grenier, when he testified last month, testified that Libby pulled him out of a meeting at the CIA to find out about Wilson and his wife. The jury hears more taped testimony today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.